The world is yours, yet you remain helpless. Has anyone ever seen one more wretched than you? Part 26. We want to talk about the power of restart. Previously, whenever we said in a program, Dingo, he'd give it the okay. All of Hosseini's followers said, Dingo. We will say, Hosseini Dingo. Then they forgot all about Dingo, Dingo. Ah, this Hosseini is always saying Dingo. A lot. As fate would have it, there's a picture of Hosseini with the Congress. I am Hosseini the interrogator. You, I am Hosseini the destroyed. Hosseini says subsidies are forbidden. And just like that, wow. Oh my God. They'd attack with 5,000 people. The power of restart is so great that ever since this program started, these scaredy-cat dogs haven't said a single word about whether this Hosseini guy is good or bad. You know why? Because restart is the most dangerous program in Iran's history, and for that reason, they've been given orders to stay silent, lest people find out restart is being broadcast. And still, over 600,000, if I said 700,000 or 650,000 today, I wouldn't be lying, but over 600,000 people are listening to this program, and you all have my thanks again. I'm a nobody in all this. I'm not a fucking big deal. Please understand this and thank the perfect human who has presented this program to you after 700 years. The point is, send restart mostly to your grandfathers and grandmothers for them to listen, because they are closer to death. And if for 2 minutes, for half an hour, you fall at their feet, even cry and beg for your grandparents to listen, you will have saved them. And for those under 15, whether they're asleep or awake, they love whatever is broadcast. They are the future soldiers of Sufism and mysticism. People don't even know a single line of poetry from Maulana Jalal ad-Din Muhammad Rumi. The guy took one piss in Anatolia, and now all the Islamic Republic's websites are calling him Maulana Rumi. Mr. I took a piss on the way. Maulana of Turkey, Turkey. Buddy, he took a piss and came back. All his books are in Farsi. Why are we giving our assets away to others? Any site you see that calls him Maulana Rumi or Maula Yerumi, take a shit on it and flush the toilet. That son of a bitch is getting paid so that this Thursday we can expose the father of these people who interpret the Masnavi of Molavi and all that without the permission of the perfect human so they understand who they've messed with. They still have no idea what's going on, and soon many will unite. Just as now, 10 famous people a week who teach Molavi, Hafez and this stuff have united. It's very interesting for you to know that they've united against restart. Then on their own sites, they... What a moron. There are only two possibilities. You who interpret Hafez and the Masnavi, there are only two possibilities. Either you have to come and tell the Iranian people, I ate shit, I was wrong, Mr. Hosseini is right, I made a mistake, forgive me, I didn't understand the things Hosseini says about Molavi, in which case people will say, what an idiot you are then. Why? How can you interpret Hafez and the Masnavi? Which means you know and don't act on it, and you didn't say it, which makes you a criminal, superior, and prominent. Those who do not know the truth are ignorant. Those who know the truth and do not act on it are criminals. You sit there for a long time without the permission of the perfect human, you know, on Iranian TV, spouting bullshit. Your whole bullshit is that you go up on the pulpit, climb 4 steps higher, and think you're some big shot. Really, when you go to a church and say, I am the shepherd, you are my sheep, you understand something, right? You are all nothing, you're all lying. I'm a Baha'i, I'm a Jew, I'm a Zoroastrian, I'm a Muslim, we are Muslims. I don't know, just shut the hell up, man, sit down, man. Huh, like some of this filth, you're leading the sheep in a direction to be sacrificed. This program is presented to you, dear listener, on behalf of the perfect human meaning Muhammad, Moses, Jesus, Peter, and the only path of religion is this restart program. Why? Because if all the people of the world gather and tell you you're not thirsty, you say, I am thirsty. Hosseini, because you understand thirst. You don't need to hold a mysticism class for thirst. For thirst, you don't need to go to a church to explain. No one in a church, no Ayatollah, should have to explain to you what thirst is. Thirst says, hey, shut up. I myself understand when I'm thirsty. The thirst for restart is an inner nature. What does that mean? It means the power of the perfect human is within you. The world is yours, yet you remain helpless. Has anyone ever seen one more wretched than you? Are you looking to understand something from the outside? Looking for restart is power. If it moves, you understand it, and its only path is from within. Meaning if you text, "Dear friends, what book should I read?" Read your own book. Hey, you've said it 1,000 times. For instance, restart shows a way that for 700 years, 5,000 years, minimum 3,000, maximum, they've all attached it to themselves. The Sasanian era was like that, always like this, a bunch of people after money. And now where are these Christians getting money? Where are these Jews getting money? Where are these Baha'is getting money? And where are those Muslims getting money? All this money is against the perfect human, and very great secrets will be revealed in this program. Let's go to Molavi's verse. Look, whenever I'm switching up a poem, my beauties, if I read fast, there's definitely a reason. But when I insist on a verse, it won't be solved until we understand it. The story of the contest that I said, where no matter what question we ask, no one will answer to the end. I already explained the story of the contest to you from your topic, that I said I will explain it in several other ways. The ways I mention are definitely to your benefit, meaning another state, another method. In Molavi's poem, we had reached where he says, so the living standing imam is that saint, whether from the lineage of Omar or from Ali, he is the Mahdi and the Hadi, guide, O seeker of the path, both hidden and sitting right in front of you, he is like light, and intellect is his Gabriel. This line, we haven't finished with Iran yet. Last week we explained this line, and now I have to explain this line. He says, he is like light, and intellect is his Gabriel. This is a very important point. It says one line sends all the Shia and Sunni Ayatollahs, especially the Shia and Sunni Mullahs, flying into the air right here. It directly says, shut up, listen, don't speak, so you may hear from the speakers. It says, the perfect human is light. Let's go to the Quranic verse. Dear friends, Surah An-Nur says, Allah Nur al-Samawat wal-Ard. God, these Ayatullah say, Sufism says Allah is visible. The Ayatullah say Allah is not visible. Sufism says the definite article, Al-Lam, comes before it. Meaning, this isn't God that has Alif Lam, so it must be known. When you say Hosseini, there are 50,000 Hosseinis. When you say Al-Hosseini, it means this Hosseini. When you say Hosseini, this one up, that one down. The concept of this, Ilaj, means they say, oh, this is Hosseini the host, this is Hosseini your man. That's it. Then they say Allah is not visible. Well, for God's sake, I don't care that you have no scientific literacy, nor do you understand anything. Each of you goes up there, why, sir? Do you talk nonsense? If this Salman Rushdie had sat with me for 4 hours, or at least for 2 minutes with these people of Sufism, then I would have told him 4 questions to ask that would have screwed you over. Because if you see, some of Mr. Salman Rushdie's questions were really convoluted and ridiculous. Because the poor guy understands nothing about Sufism and mysticism. But if it were, if you... Doesn't it say Allah is visible? Mr. Idiot, please explain what Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard means. Does it mean God is the light of the heavens and the earth? Does light have mass, you idiot? You understand neither quantum nor physics, nor do you know chemistry, nor do you have scientific literacy. And to the Creator, if an atheist comes and says, sir, with this very verse, you prove that the God of the Muslims, which they talk about in their Quran, is a God that has mass. When it has mass, it means it must be visible. It means it exists. So what does Allah Nur al-Samawat wal-Ard mean? You can't answer. Why? Because Maulavi gives the answer easily. He says the perfect human is Allah, meaning the perfect human is the light of the heavens and the earth. Now how does Maulavi explain it? He explains it beautifully. He says God is he who. It's something that shines on only one person on planet Earth. It has always been this way. When it shines on this one person, an Allah comes out of him that is the light of the heavens and the earth, meaning it turns into mass, meaning it descends, meaning it is reduced. When they say the Quran was revealed, what does it mean? It means the Quran was something very huge, and it was adapted so you could see it with the naked eye. Revealed means it was diluted, 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 so you could understand it, meaning it came down. Revealed means it came down from its status, came down from its majesty, to make you understand somehow. If it has mass, then this God you're defining is an idiot God. You yourself say God is unseen, unheard, unsmelled. Molavi is right. He says, dear listener, the perfect human, the prophet, the emissary, the messenger, the saint, the living, the standing of the family of Muhammad, the heart, the pole, all of these which are names for one person, this is the light of the heavens and the earth. Do you get what this is? It means the light of all the heavens, not just our sky, not just up to Mars where you go for a spin with your mom and come back, not even in 200, 300 years. Number the heavens, and it's even showing with these people, then this isn't blasphemy. Look, tomorrow when the whistle blows at the door, all the CIA will pour in here at Radio Pasto. Hosseini is standing there, a beggar passes by and says, Mr. Hosseini, help this helpless man. I put my hand in my pocket, take out a check and write 27,158,358,000 for you. You all will foam at the mouth. He says this beggar is passing by, and he forgave him 27,37,77 billion dollars in a second. Then Hosseini's majesty is seen, and God's majesty is seen when the entire heavens and earth belong to the perfect human, when the deed is in his name. Buddy, when you die, you'll finally see, man, you didn't understand this thing at all. The entire seven heavens and earth are the deed of this person. This person is the decision maker in the entire universe. He wrote the check, put it to sleep, and breathed of himself into it. As soon as he breathed, it took a breath. Do you know what took a breath means? When this person is dead, when you give mouth to mouth, do you know what that means? It means you give mouth to mouth. He falls into a coma and takes a breath. When he takes his breath, you exhale. So the Big Bang is the turning point between the inhalation of the entire universe and the exhalation. That's why the universe is expanding. It's going. That's why the world is expanding, because this is the exhalation. Every breath that is drawn in is the first breath of the perfect human, the entire universe. Buddy, this makes God's majesty bigger, not smaller. You publish a book, you publish material, you talk. Allah has mass, buddy. Allah has mass, the name of a being called Allah. So it means the name of the perfect human and the Alif Lam of Allah indicates that this is an idol that has the definite article, a special important idol. Otherwise, this verse of your Quran, Muhammad didn't have a Quran. Now, four idiot, go and sit on TV and talk about the Quran. Dreams, all of them. Hey, and he says, I am God. God gave it in a way that it's a recording. He talks as if he was God's companion and saw him up close. They really talk in a way that seems very... This is a specific exhalation that exists in that being. They've written a lot of other poetry too. Sir Fayd al-Kashan, let me say this, it's very important, then I'll continue the poem. So Molavi says that the perfect human is the light of the heavens and the earth, and intellect is his Gabriel, meaning Gabriel is his thought. Mr. Fayd al-Kashani wrote many books, but the vessel of his perfect human hadn't moved. But when the vessel of his perfect human moved, he said a few verses that are enough for all these dear listeners to know who Fayd al-Kashani is. Just know that if you gather all the current Ayatollah, they don't even amount to his little toe. Everyone knows this. He was one of the mullahs of that era who was shaken like Molavi. When the vessel of his perfect human is shaken, he says, besides the love of the beloved's face, was wrong, whatever we did besides this work was wrong. He says it with tears. He says, all these books I published, all this Quran I read, all this Quran I memorized, and all this Torah I read, all this jurisprudence I read, all this I don't know what I read, grammar, morphology, I remember I read Daraba, Daraba, Darabu, it was all wrong. Besides the love of the beloved's face, besides the love we had for this beautiful one, the beloved, the perfect human, whatever we did was wrong, whatever we did besides this work was wrong, whatever we said and heard was a mistake, except for the hadith of the beloved's lip was wrong. Ayatollah, Fayd al-Kashan is saying, I was wrong. You stand up all stiffly for me. You jump up the steps of the pulpit two by two like a monkey. Then you woof woof. You talk talk. Then you make gobbling noises. Fayd al-Kashan. You who in comparison, when if you say you are someone in comparison to Fayd al-Kashan, you really need a slap in the mouth. I mean, I should start a storm now and say, slap you in the mouth. I have no other way. I wish I had been a stranger to both worlds from the start. Fayd says, acquaintance with anyone but that friend was wrong. besides the love of the beloved's face was wrong, was wrong. Whatever we did besides this work was wrong, was wrong. Whatever we said and heard was a mistake, a mistake. Except for the hadith of the beloved's lip was wrong, was wrong. I wish I had been a stranger to both worlds from the start. I wish I had understood from the beginning and my vessel had been shaken this much. I would have understood the perfect human. And for this reason, I would have become a stranger to both worlds. I would have gone into myself. I wish I had been a stranger to both worlds from the start. Acquaintance with anyone but that friend was wrong, was wrong. O brother, hear the right and true word from me. O brother, hear the right and true word from me. Anything other than the friend and sorrow for the friend was wrong, was wrong. Fade, besides love and the sorrow of love, there is nothing else. Fade, 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 besides love and the sorrow of love, there is nothing else. Any work other than this work was wrong, was wrong. How should he make you understand? You published a book. You published a book without the permission of the perfect human. Now he's stuck wondering what to do. They accept his repentance. They forgive him. He issues a retraction letter that I was wrong. Whatever I said was wrong. Forgive me. By God, a mujahid, he publishes a book for himself. You'd ride 500 donkeys for him to become something. It's not clear at all what he was doing in the midst of this. It was wrong, was wrong. One doesn't know what to do, really. Meaning, they have told us so many lies, so much bullshit. They've tricked us so much that the more you go forward, the less you understand. Let me give you a small explanation. Listen, this tailor. Suppose that from 5,000 years ago until now, because there is something you must know. So according to Maulana, Saadi, Hafez, and all mystics, Anton Chekhov, and many other people throughout these 100,000 years, from Mr. Socrates, according to this theory, at any given time, there is a perfect human whom the world must recognize. Okay, now we ask, sir, let's see how many perfect humans we have had in this period. Now let's assume it's a funny story, and Noah's is even funnier, meaning 5,000 and something years ago, a flood came and took everything away. That's the tragedy. How long did Noah live? 5,000 years ago, the water came and took everything. Noah was born, and the first prophet is Noah, right? That's what they say now. They now say the first man is Noah. Okay, we'll assume it's like that. If each perfect human lived for 100 years, 5,000 years would mean 50 perfect humans must have come. Meaning, in 5,000 years, we should have the names of 50 of them, if a perfect human came every 50 years, because when they say they are back to back, it means this one died, the next one rises, the next one died, the next one rises. If we consider their lifespan to be 50 years, that makes 100. For example, when you look at the time of Jesus, Yahya is not a perfect human. Yahya is a prophet sent like Shams from Zechariah. Zechariah is still alive. The perfect human is Zechariah. Then they kill John, and in many texts, they wrote that Zechariah is killed on the same day, meaning in, they saw him in a tree, they saw him in half inside a tree. Now Jesus also, who was a few years old. At 30, he became a perfect human at 33. Anyway, we don't care. I want to say, look at the speed. Right now, I know the names of about 8,200 perfect humans, and we are supposed to create the periodic table of them later, so you have the notes. Out of these, let's assume 195, 96, 90 perfect humans that have been on planet Earth, you know, maybe seven of them well. These seven or eight were promoted by governments who printed books for them, meaning of these perfect humans, who do you know? You know Muhammad, you know Jesus, you know Moses. Now those who know Jesus don't consider John such an important person. They don't consider Zechariah such an important person. The Jews, nobody accepts Zechariah. This is a very important point. Do you know why? Because if they accept him, their whole religion goes up in the air on two legs. You know why? Because they want to say, sir, by God, there was no Zechariah. Jesus came and went. Why? Because John was baptizing under Zechariah's orders. Now these idiots are forced to say Zechariah didn't exist. Now the Mandaeans in Iran are also followers of Zechariah, meaning their prophet, their last prophet, is Zechariah. Anyway, that's not the discussion. I want to explain this. So there are 80 or 90 perfect humans. Each perfect human has about 10 to 20, for example. Let's assume, 10 to 20, then they have 50, then they have 60. It happens very rarely that they have a Sufi. Now, if, for example, we don't even have 50-50, there's been no difference throughout the years. For example, Mr. Jesus, he had a total of 12 disciples. There were 12, they themselves say 12. Or Moses, they themselves say he divided their system into 12, meaning there were 12. And in some places, for example, in the time of Abraham, Abraham raises a prophet, meaning he sends him as a trust of the perfect human named Lot and others. Now, I assume that when I say Sufi, it means the current perfect human has 10, 15, 20 people, each of whom is a Sufi, meaning each is a sea of knowledge and great people who are completely incomprehensible, meaning if you talk to them up close or sit with them, you won't understand at all. Imagine one of them now, born in the 7th century, Islamic calendar, 13th century. Maulavi, who is discovering, discovers everything and discovers you. He writes poetry. Well, you don't even know. And Shams is an old man who comes along this path. You have no idea what to do. All the neighbors are saying, "Sir, fix your pants." Everyone was obsessed with Shams's pants to understand. I mean, really, Shams, whose appearance was nothing, whom you couldn't understand. Now imagine being born in the 7th century. I mean, think, if you were born back then, who would you be following? For God's sake, who would you be following? You'd be following Nawab Safavi and fixing your sideburns and dancing and drinking alcohol and following some idiot and some of you listening to this Makarem and the rest of you madly in love with His Excellency Mr. Shariat Madari, whoever he was. I mean, the peak of your understanding. Where would you understand that this Shams is a prophet? That these are poets? Shut up. Really, shut up. A poet means someone who pulls something out of himself. A mystic and a Sufi mean they have nothing of their own to pull out of themselves. Everything is given to them and they bring it out. That's why every verse of Maulavi and Hafez is important, as we've explained the distortions for you, what is happening. So their number is different, their character is very specific, meaning a number of them have a certain quality. Let's go to our poem and see what Maulavi says. He says that he is like light. So the entire light of the heavens and the earth is the perfect human. Maulavi says it. Hosseini himself hasn't said a word. Maulana says it. The Farsi Maulana, the Iranian Maulana, the Maulana who is from Balkh. Then if Afghanistan comes and says, "Sir, he was born here," because Afghanistan was part of Iran then. If they say it, one says, "Sir, that's right." Maulana Dashtaki really went to that same Rum. Now everyone calls him Rumi. It's very interesting to me. Okay, he says he is like light. Now we understand what light is. It means that all the light that exists in the world is this one person. He is like light and intellect is his Gabriel Chei, and that saint who is less than him is his lamp, and that which is less than this lamp is our niche, for light has orders in its ranks. He says it's a light like you've put up these curtains then, say, on a shelf. And it itself is this space of its diffusion, and he's explaining that this light is in all directions, meaning he is precisely pointing out that when he says light, he's saying, no, light has two problems. One, let's put aside its particle and wave nature. There are two big problems with light. One is that light is from all directions, so it has no direction of prayer that you think you can raise your head or lower your head to pray. It doesn't have one. The second point about light is that light is photon by photon. Do you know, listener? What does light is photon by photon mean? It means the previous photon and the next photon come one after another, and you see light this way, and the first photon is not a repetition of the second at all, meaning the light that is coming is never repeated. Do you know what that means? It means if you are seeing this book, it's 555 billion small packets coming one after another, and all of them, you yourself see this book, where the first one is completely different from the last one. This itself is an important point. Like cinema, the difference is like a photo versus cinema. Cinema consists of several photos stuck together at high speed, and you watch the film. This film means the previous picture is not like the next one, meaning it's another picture because the hand has to move. If all the pictures were the same, the hand would have to stay still. So this shows that light is changing. Light itself is different. Meaning when he uses light as an example, it means that the perfect human who is on the planet now has different laws from the perfect human of 50 or 70 years ago, meaning his words might even abrogate theirs. What does that mean? It means, for example, you say, "Sir, I have such and such illness." He says, "Don't eat honey." Then next week he says, "Now eat it." Now imagine when he says, "Don't eat honey," millions of people will comment, "Bravo, the perfect human said not to eat honey." Firstly, whatever he tells you is for you, not for the person next to you. A society that is based on narration is based on, for example, 500,000 narrations, and they are all fighting over these narrations. What's the point? The point is, it's not like that. It means the perfect human who is relevant to you, who is your decision maker now. Whatever he says is correct. Maulavi is saying it. He's making a very important point. He's explaining the concept of abrogation completely. Dear listener, pay attention. It means whatever Jesus said has nothing to do with you at all. He did what he did. Whatever Jesus says has no relation to you. Whatever Moses said has no relation to you at all. Whatever Muhammad said has no relation to you at all. Whatever Peter said has no relation to you at all. What is related to you is what is now. A very important point is being made. It means now he might say that such and such is so and so. Prayer is forbidden. He might say it's forbidden. If he says prayer is forbidden, what will you do? Finding him, having your vessel shaken isn't enough. You used to perform ablution in 2 minutes and 12 or 16, yes, or some 12, to pray 4 rakats. They do it in 2 minutes and 12 seconds, some up to 14 to pray 4 rakats. They were very comfortable, happy that they had done a good deed. Since this program started broadcasting, now that the vessel is shaken, by the time you want to see who that God, that person is. Kala Ja'far this, Kala Sadiq that. You're mocking yourself, idiot. Where did Peter know that seeing a naked picture of a woman is forbidden or permissible? Where did he know that watching satellite TV is forbidden or permissible? What does he know? Here Maflavi is indicating that because it is light, it means each of them is different, both in their system and in their opinions. For the light of truth has 700 veils. The veils of light have this many layers. Behind each veil is a station for a people. Row upon row are these veils of theirs, up to the Imam. He also said the word Imam here, meaning the saint is the same as the Imam. Notice all these words are said in this poem so no one can weasel their way out. He says, behind each veil is a station for a people. He says, for every people in relation to this lamp. So what happened? So he says, the perfect human is a light, a lamp. He is both the lamp and the lamp holder and the light. He says, in the middle of this, for example, only one lamp is lit. The distance of people and humans to this person is different. He is giving this explanation, meaning some people's understanding of this light. Their understanding is different from others' understanding of this light. He says, each of those who are around this perfect human, who find the perfect human, their minds are different. This is that same story I told the other day, a joke they have that is very interesting. That which Salman knew, if Abu Dhar had known it, he would have first cut off the head of Muhammad ibn Abdullah and then stabbed Salman in the chest. The reason Abu Dhar didn't kill Salman is because you don't understand what Salman was seeing. It has ranks, meaning in the third realm that Attar explains, faith, Attar, I'll put it this way, on level 3 of Attar, Attar says the Sikhi, meaning someone who has first recognized the perfect human and then has gone on that path, the perfect human, finds something that can grow. He says the seeker in the third stage can do anything that all the prophets of the earth and time could do. And for this reason, a very great pride gets a hold of him, and many great mystics have fallen at this third stage. As Maulavi says, the ladder of this world is me and mine. In the end, this ladder is bound to fall. Inevitably, whoever sits higher, his bones will break more. Yes, but with him is your path. The third step is called one whose prayers are answered. In the third stage of mysticism, the level of the Simurgh, Mr. Attar fell down, Barsisa, the worshipper. Sadi says the same thing, he fell down. Many have fallen. Why? Because you just throw it out there and it's granted. You can walk on water. You can do anything. See what it is. Then there, in the third rank, Attar explains that he goes, now these are very debates, and it has nothing to do with you, dear listener, because you just have to find this perfect human. This program, these things should be explained by masters of Sufism, not teachers of Sufism, meaning a Sufi should give these explanations. And for that reason, I'm only explaining so you know what the dilemmas are. It's not relevant to you. You don't understand anything. A little kid like Hosseini comes along. What does he understand about calculus or anything? Or let's even explain quantum to you. You won't get it. First, you have to find him. I will not cease from seeking until my desire is met. Either my body reaches the beloved or my soul. Attar is explaining. He says that they enter these dangerous levels where the light of truth has 700 veils, meaning the light of truth gives this what? The light of truth means in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The light of truth means the right of God. The light of truth becomes the perfect human. These are clear points, so you know that the light of truth is the same as the perfect human. He says, the light of truth has 700 veils. The veils of light have this many layers, up to the Imam. Their distances are like this. The people of the last row, from their own weakness, when their eyes cannot bear more light. He puts it beautifully. He says some people are way at the back. They don't even see this light at all. They see it faintly. Don't be upset at all. You know why? Because even the people sitting in the front don't see the light well. He doesn't compare rank to the distance between you and the light. He's explaining it beautifully. See? Now, if you allow me, I'll turn on my car's headlights for 1 second. You won't see a thing. And the one who is at the back, say 55,000 miles away from me, he won't see anything either with this light. He says these, don't be sad that you're in the back and don't understand anything. These ones, some in the front also don't understand anything. Because the movement of reaching the light is internal, not based on distance. He's giving a very important message. There's a very important message in this. Meaning he's saying that the types of gazes, the ranks, the places where they understand mysticism have nothing to do with distance. What does it have to do with? It has to do with that understanding. He says, the people of the last row, from their own weakness, they themselves are weak. Meaning he's turning it back on you. It's not outside of you. Everything in the world, this is what he's saying. The people of the last row, from their own weakness, their eyes cannot bear more light, and that row before them, from the weakness of their sight, cannot bear more brightness. He says the one sitting in the back, his eyes are weak, he can't see. The one sitting in the front, his vision has a problem, meaning the light has hit his eyes so hard he's gone blind. For this reason, he wants to explain now. Now some people go into that light, we'll see as we go further. The brightness that is the first life is the torment of the soul and the temptation of this cross-eyed one. The cross-eyed, these two middle eyes, the one whose eyes are crossed, sees double, the cross-eyed ones. Little by little it decreases. When he passes the 700, he becomes a sea. He says, when you pass these 700 veils, you are a drop that has reached the ocean. What does that mean? It means to see the sun. If you go towards the sun, you melt, you go into the sun. Now you can't talk bullshit anymore, Mr. Mystic Schmistic, Mr. Betterman. We saw something, don't tell the people. You can't talk anymore. Why? Because when you become light, light shines out. Being on Mars and seeing the sun is different from being 2 meters inside the sun and seeing it. There you melt. You become the sunlight itself, and for this reason you become a sea. If Hosseini now goes with, for example, they say a small child you take to the sea, he keeps peeing in the sea. After 5 minutes he can't say urine, this piece is my child's urine, sir, swim, swim. Or for example, 2 minutes later you go, you jump into the sea, you don't say, sir, don't swim, my child urinated here. The guy says, shut up, man. Even if you are urine, when you reach the sea, you are pure, become the sea. Do you get it? He's explaining this same point. He says when he passes the 700, he becomes a sea. That's enough. These next few verses are also a bit dangerous, because it goes into the level of mystical things, meaning the perfect human must first be found before this can be continued. And the best source for this are the Sufis themselves, of whom there are 20 in the world. They give the best explanation for this. But the restart program is teaching you to only read your own book, and you must arrive from within yourself. And who has ever seen one more helpless and wretched than you? When you yourself still don't understand what forces are within you, what powers are within you, that the world is for you and you don't know this. For this reason, you are looking for another being, an external being, to go sit in a class and listen to something. Do you think by listening to things we don't understand what innate thirst is? When Hosseini says it's not transferable, it means that this rabbi who is talking up there for people, or this priest, this person, is transferring, meaning he says, I understood something in this space, and he is transferring the path of God to you. This Ayatollah is on the path of God. He says, I'm talking about these things around God to enjoin good and forbid evil for you. Well, isn't enjoining good and forbidding evil, Mr. Hosseini?
Really, what happens to anyone who doesn't enjoin good and forbid evil? He definitely goes to hell.
So, Mr. Hosseini, you've become contradictory. You're saying the same thing as the mullahs. Number very. Enjoining good and forbidding evil means to do it to your own motherfucking self. Become your own motherfucker. Enjoin good and forbid evil upon yourself, not the person next to you. Enjoin good and forbid evil. Enjoin good and forbid evil upon yourself, you idiot. Not the person next to you. Mr. Cleric, is it good if we read the Bible? It's very good. My mom and I have decided to adhere to the laws of the Bible. Shut up, you filth. You and your mom sit together? A religious government? Do you have the right to form a meeting together to say, now let's whoever lies not lie anymore? Who the hell are you? A prophet? A messenger? Are you around God? Who gave you permission to form an intellectual government with your mom? Not a state government. Man, the state government, they'll shove a skewer up your... Look at how Mr. Erdogan will soon have a skewer up his... Of course, the people of Turkey should have been disciplined. Their fathers will be tormented. We knew this 10 years ago. We said it 6 years ago. Sufism said it. The people of Sufism said it. Then he flogs. You take a guy and flog him. My cells now and my cells half an hour from now are different. Whenever you give, you are dirtying those same cells, you idiot. You give it out. My body has sinned now. In a quarter of an hour, my body is not the body you are flogging. It's another body. It's as if you take me and my mom. That's why he says, a blacksmith sinned in Balk. Yeah, in Shushtar, they beheaded a coppersmith. It's the same message. It means this person who is Hosseini now, tomorrow he is, and he returns to Tehran. He comes and says, sir, I have arrived. You can't punish me. I am not that Hosseini from America. I am something else. My cells have changed. This stuff that comes out of the hole. Mister, these 7, 8, 10 holes of yours and the 7, 8, 10 holes of the mullah, this is the same poos, the same dead cells. Then he executes. The people of Sufism are completely against execution unless by the order of the perfect human. Just like that. Because he gave the soul, he takes the soul himself. Mr. Hosseini, we're stuck. You say he gave this soul, he takes it himself. So Hosseini's God is a complete nobody here. Go back and listen to program 24, restart 24, the most shocking program. Go listen from the beginning. It doesn't diminish God's majesty. It doesn't diminish the majesty of the father-in-law or the father, as the messiahs say, to give his daughter a dowry of $25 billion, to give his son-in-law $35 billion. Whatever he gives, His majesty goes up. The fact that the heavens and earth are in the hands of one person means you see what that one is. You flog someone? So enjoining good and forbidding evil is excellent. To whom should we do this? To our own shameless self, we must do this. Enjoin good and forbid evil upon ourselves. I must say it to myself. Myself, it is wrong to break the shape of the mirror. You can't give your opinion to the person next to you. You can't, beautiful, you can't. They will destroy you. That's why you can't go to congregational prayer. Because you have united facing the Qibla of the mullah's ass. You are united praying towards that ass. It's very inappropriate. Now, if you pray in your own home, I won't be upset. You all go and bow and straighten up towards the mullah's ass. And everyone looks and says, Alhamdulillah, praise be to God. Well, I say set your Qibla at least to a Jennifer Lopez something. I say at least do something. Why? Because the hadith, the Muslims themselves know. Committing adultery or praying when you haven't found a perfect human are both the same act. So at least commit adultery, man. By the Quran, at least you had some fun. You form a Qibla for us. Can you say one word without the permission of a perfect human? Can you say one word? Dear esteemed listeners, excuse me if I... It's not in my hands. The guys in the back all have their fingers on the cutoff button. I say there's no cursing. For the head, cursing is not a problem at all. The boy and girl now want to understand the issue that, sir, this story is that whether you find the perfect human or not, when you don't find him, you can do whatever the hell you want. What is cursing? Cursing is yes. Because I'm saying adultery or prayer, both are a curse. To say a word without it, do it, man. Kid, do it your way. If you fall at someone's feet, your grandfather's or grandmother's, and cry and beg them to listen to Restart, be sure that you have given them billions of dollars. Spreading Restart to boys and girls under 15 is important, and to those over 50. Why? Because they are closer to death, and these ones' stature is ready. It's getting ready. When you are a Christian, you sit at the table with your family. You raise your hands in prayer. That is the biggest mortal sin. Do you know why? Because you are telling your child, Jesus, thank God. How can you thank a God you haven't seen? You pray alone. You have no right to make your child sit and pray. Many other things. Restart is, it's dangerous, and nothing can be done about it. I love you all, and we will end program 26 with two verses from Maulana. The atoms of the universe secretly speak to you day and night. We are hearing and seeing and joyous. With you who are not privy, we are silent. Farewell. I hope